WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of this show is Fast and Loose, and my name is Nate. Let's hang out for the next hour. How about that? That's right, you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. You want to call in with a request, 855-915-WMFO. That's the Flight Facilities Crave You Adventure Club remix in the background. Just kind of get us started on that kind of note. It's the summer. That means it's time to experiment. It's just sort of where you create your identity outside of the gaze of regular society. Also, congratulations to all of the graduates. All the schools around here. Big time. You survived the lunches and the dinners and all the other crazy stuff that happened. And I just really want to congratulate you. Enjoy it. And this is the summer of experimentation. This is what we're going to do here.
Deeper for you, down to the like a pack of coyotes. Mad times crossing property lines, Hollywood signs, why? 'Cause I just want to crash another pool full of strangers. Find a girl who thrives on the danger. Come and watch the sun swallow up the world. Watch it all unfold. Should all unfold. I'm just a peach first boy, I'm so alone, though I don't.
Hey, one time I was talking to my man, Dan, and I was like, oh yeah, you're an alumni of that school. It was Georgia Tech. You're an alumni of Georgia Tech. And he goes, yeah, I'm an alumnus. And for the life of me, now, number one, I don't know anything about Latin. I know some things about Latin. If you put everybody on a spectrum, I would be more than average, but I'm still less than like anyone who's studied it at any point in their life. I don't know the difference between alumni and alumnus. Was he sort of saying like, well, in the first person, the ending changes, you know, like alumni needs to be declined and then it needs to like changed a little bit when you're referring to yourself in the first person. And that when so he wasn't correcting me. The point is, what I want to know, and call in 855-915-9636, call in if you know, was Dan, and this happened 11 years ago, was Dan correcting my use of alumni, alumnus in Latin, or was he just actually properly using Latin? And then I was speaking correctly in the third person, he was speaking correctly in the first person, and then the ending changes. That kind of makes sense to me. Also, I know Dan. He's not the person to sort of come over the top like that, but he is a serious guy. You know, he's one of those, like, I'm going to get it right. I'm going to have my tie, like, up the whole time during the wedding. I'm not going to come down a little bit on it. I'm not going to unbutton the top button. He's one of those. Not mean. But just a little like, you know, I'm going to present myself in a very serious way. So there it is. Anyway, I do want to say, too, shout out to everybody who graduated from Harvard and got to listen to the address in Latin. A lot of fun. And my favorite part was my main man, Nick, who is actually, he would be the right person to ask about this Latin thing. He's a scholar in Greek, but, you know, I think when you're a scholar in sort of ancient languages, you just sort of get a lot of them. I should ask him because he was like, oh yeah, there was, so Tom Hanks spoke and the person giving the address made a joke about Forrest Gump and the way that they say it is a Foresto Gumpo and it's like, oh, you declined Forrest Gump correctly, which I think that was like Nick observed that and I like, oh, that's a fun little language joke there. But anyway, to the student who did that address, excellent job. Easily, I think, the best speech of the day because it was in another language and it was extremely entertaining, which maybe, I don't know, maybe like giving a speech in a dead language, like sort of, you know that nobody cares except for like one person who cares a lot, alumni, alumnus guy. All right. We played a little bit more music than I normally play at the top. 10,000 Emerald Pools. Endless Summer by Abso Facto. Bourne's played 10,000 Emerald Pools, but I play that song a lot here. Not an experiment. Peach Fuzz by Camp. Bonnaboo Change Down is in the background. And yeah, I got like, I have uncovered some fun music that I haven't played in a long time, and so we're just going to run back to it. Great. Listen to the show. Do the thing that you're doing.
Can try to swim the sea, but say goodbye to you and me. See, you can try to hold the breeze, you can try to hide the sun, but say goodbye to everyone. You can try to swim the sea, and you can try to hold the breeze, and you can try to hide the sun, but say
changing, you know, I will still be waiting.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5. The name of the show is Fast and Loose, in case you want to tell anybody about the experience that you're having. And let's talk about June 3rd. Medford Porch Fest is coming at long last. The first ever Porch Fest is here in WMFO's hometown of Medford. It hits porches, driveways, and yards around the city on Saturday, June 3rd. Rain date is Saturday, Sunday, June 4th, the day right after. Homes and businesses around Medford will host live music performances from 12 noon to 5 p.m. free of charge and open to all. With a wide variety of acts spanning genres and neighborhoods, Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air while inviting neighbors to meet, celebrate, and bring our city a little closer together. For more info, visit medford.porchfest.info or Medford Porch Fest on Facebook or Instagram. A message for the Medford Porch Fest Organizing Committee, the MPOC, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That's right. Somerville's been doing Porch Fest for approximately 4,000 years. Medford's about to do it for the first time ever, and I'm excited. Here's the thing. There's probably going to be a little bit more of a centralized location because, as you might know, Medford is huge. You've got everywhere south of the river and anywhere north of the river. By river, I mean Mystic River. Anyway, it's going to be awesome. If you're one of the every single person in this city who came to the Somerville Porch Fest, which I'm saying that not facetiously, I looked and I counted, it was every single person in Boston up in Somerville. And at one point, every single person in Boston was in Davis Square. The roads were shut down. There was music everywhere. It was awesome. However, every single person decided to come up here. It was hot. It was a great day. A lot of bands playing, including at my apartment. And it was a heck of a time. Heck of a time to be out there. And I think it's going to be awesome. Medford, it's about time. And also, hopefully, we get a lot of that talent that's around here. Hopefully some college students haven't left, because that's one of my favorite things, is seeing a lot of the young acts, the ones that you hear right here on WMFO, on shows like On the Town with Mikey D, those kind of places, all the DIY shows and sets. Porch Fest is a great place to discover all the really cool bands and all the really cool things that are happening here in your neck of the woods. Anyway, so June 3rd, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be hot. Drink water. And I'll see you down there. I'll be a car park. I'll be down there in Medford Square. I'll be other places probably. And you can hold me to that. Especially that third thing. And hold me to that. We played Die 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 by the Havert Brothers, a song that I can't help but shout. Never Let You Go by Georgia, and then Gen Champions, OMG, parentheses, all over it, from 2018, Hardy Act label. That was a single. Hope you're enjoying everything that I'm playing today, going all around town, and I just appreciate your support. It's great. It's been two weeks. Last week at this time, I was busy with parents. And then the week before that, I was busy with finals and school and whatnot. Really, whatnot. It was what I was busy with. I was getting a quote for floor contracting, you know? Just something you really want to do, you know? Stuff that you're like, you know what? Clear my schedule, because I really want to talk to somebody who's going to be like, you know, you could do this yourself for $0. And then you're going to pay me like thousands of dollars to do it. And I'm like, yeah. It's because I don't know. I don't practice my things. I don't know about stuff. All right, the update is I am going to do a lot of this stuff myself. Anyway, let's get back to the music.
Thank you. to shoot from beside a dirty canal. And I never felt better since I let it go. You find out who your friends are when the city's cold. You speak like a child. And I've been reading the French press. The best. Oh, brother, don't you know? Brother, don't you know? For jealousy's a curse, and what's worse is the silence. Strange, you're moving out of range.
Going out for so many, but I will do my best. Oh, just to get under her dress. Got you out if I can, leave the side of my sofa. So won't you come on over? City heated up, it got blurry cause I've had enough. And he tried to say you're so, but then realize you keep me in a different hole. Oh, won't you come on over, at the side of my sofa. Oh, won't you come on London gun, yes, I don't know if he wants my soul or my cash flow. Yeah, here he comes, a man with a loaded gun. Yes, I don't know if he wants my girl's heart or her pearls. I suppose I don't know. I suppose I don't know. I suppose I don't know.
Live your life on a merry-go-round.
Hey, Nate, cutting right back in here. You listen to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, and you listen to, specifically, French Press, Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever, Sofa Song by the Kooks. That was the acoustic version, and it kind of already got started by the time I was going to, like, jump in and maybe change it. But anyway, check out the Kooks. Dreams Tonight by Always, who I always have time for, because someone singing and then sort of coming in, like, a half measure later with, like, a drum, that's, like, my goal in life. Is to sort of like yes and something that well. That's my plan. That's what I'm doing. So if you're doing something, I want to come right inside, like right alongside, and just be like, hey, here I am, making everything better. That's the plan. We're listening to Fast and Loose over the summer, experimental radio. It's this time last year that I came up with the whole do the poetry at the beginning of the show idea. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe this is like, who are you and how are the ways that you are working well with other people? Maybe that's the arc. I don't know. Maybe I'll just read essays. Also, if in earlier iterations of the show, specifically when it was called something else, it was called Production and Consumption. It was like a real sort of like BBC Radio 4 type of situation. Whatever, is it four is the one where they just talk? I don't know, maybe. It was like This American Life from someone who like has maybe only listened to like three of those by accident because there was nothing else on and I was driving around at that time. So anyway, there's that. We got about 15 more minutes of Muzak to play and I got a few more tracks. Still time to take a request, 855-915-9636. Be that guy that called that one time and was like, polar bears, my number one issue. I vote on one thing, it's polar bears. What is this candidate doing about polar bears? That is the candidate that I will support. And he had a thing ready to roll, and we played it, and I really hope it advanced the cause, because polar bears, also, we need to worry about them. Caught in all of this, Celtics coming back from down 3-0 and then losing in game 7 at home. Lost in all of that is that, you know, there's icebergs melting and there's polar bears that need like a place to live. People forget that. All right, let's get back to it.
Okay. So come down from the cloud.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. I also apologize. I realized I had a little bit of a sort of fidelity thing going on my end. Today, I figured it out right midway through that jungle song. So there it is. That's, you know, 5 years not always nailing it. It's just a way to remind myself that it's not perfect, and that's okay. Listen to The Day You Died by Fantagram, then Rewind by Sylvanesso, then Drops by Jungle. That'll be the final grouping of songs here on Fast and Loose today on this Thursday. And I think we had a great time. You can hear the air conditioner rolling in the background. It is a warm day here. Actually, it's kind of the perfect day. It's 70 degrees. You can, like, hang outside. You can also go for a run, and you're not going to, like, you're not going to be too cold hanging around outside. You're not going to be too warm going on that old run. So to those who are out there, stay out there because you did it. You hacked the system. You're outside on a wonderful Tuesday. Don't change. We will not change. I'll be back next week. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts, 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. It's going to be a wonderful summer. And I am here alongside with you, holding hands. And off into the sunset, we will ride together, hand in hand, with Wandering Steps. Thank you, and stick around next week.